This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
While Jesus was in Bethany in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare for the burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. Greetings, guys. It is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Ah, guys, you know, when I speak about Judas, this celebrity, guys, you know, Judas is a celebrity. The guy is a celebrity, believe me. You know, if you don't believe me, ask anyone if they know who Judas is. And even a child, guys, in your womb will tell you who Judas is. Because the guy is a celebrity, believe me when I tell you. Nevertheless, you know, here, what I want to speak about is when Satan is preparing to use you. And you know the way. You know, this story doesn't start here. You need to understand that Judas was the treasurer of the group. And Jesus knew that Judas was helping himself, meaning Judas was stealing. In other words, whenever they were given or they received money somehow, it was put in that bag, and it was Judas who kept that bag. So the guy was the treasurer. He was the Department of Finance. And he didn't, you know, for me, I sit and I'm like, probably Judas didn't know who Jesus was. Judas, guys, did not have a revelation of who Jesus was. Because if Judas had a revelation of who Jesus was, Judas would not have done what he did to Jesus. Believe me when I tell you. He was with them. He had seen Jesus doing these things. And to Judas, it's like he saw just a prophet. And to him, it's like it didn't ring in his mind that maybe this prophet can tell, can see that he is stealing. So Judas really, really looked down on Jesus. And Jesus, guys, keeps quiet, because when he recruited Judas, he was actually recruiting someone who would betray him. Jesus knew very well. That's why he often said, "One of you is a devil. One of you is a devil." Because when he recruited the others, he said, "Well, now I need to recruit the one who will betray me." Then he recruited a wolf, you know. So here, what was happening is that while Jesus was with them and Judas is busy stealing, Satan was preparing Judas, so that when the time come, it will be easy. Because Peter would not have stolen from Jesus. Believe me when I tell you, that guy loved Jesus naively. John would not have stolen from Jesus. He wouldn't have done that. You understand? These disciples would not have done that. Are we saying that these disciples were perfect? Hell to the never. They were also spiritually dead. And they also had the law. I mean, they also had the Mosaic law. So they did not understand. But they obeyed Jesus and took his teachings. You understand? But Judas, even though he was in their midst, that guy just couldn't fight his wolfism. It's something that just perplexes me. You know, when I think about wolfism, I sit and I'm like, damn, it must be difficult to fight wolfism. You know? So Judas was being prepared all those days, weeks, months, 3 years with Jesus. The guy is busy stealing, you know, he's busy stealing in secret. He's not realizing that he is being prepared. So when an opportunity arises, he will, you understand, take, you know. So when this thing happened, because if you read the word, it's not only Judas who opposed this woman's doing, you know, when she came and wiped Jesus's head and feet, you know, with this expensive perfume. It was also the others, because it says that the disciples were indignant, meaning that they were not happy with this. They were angry with what was happening because they were thinking about the poor. Obviously, it's Jesus who taught them about the poor. But Judas was not thinking about the poor in a way that he wanted to help the poor. He was thinking about the poor because he knew that that perfume costed a year's wage. He must have thought, well, I'll get so much money from this, you know, while others were actually thinking about the poor. And I'm sure that the others were like, well, the poor will get so much from this, you know. But Jesus is like, no, leave her. This one is for my burial. It's preparing for my burial, you know. But Judas, guys, was being prepared and he wasn't aware. So I wanted to speak about that, you know, when you are being prepared. And I often tell you the commands of Jesus, you know, and the ones I usually speak about are the ones that are really strong in our flesh, you know, like the lust, you know, the love of sex, you know, our flesh loves sex so much. You know, it's like people on earth live for sex. It's something I've just realized. People on earth just live for sex. That is just one thing I've realized. It's not that people are making babies. People are just simply living for sex. Then babies come, you know, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. But people just love sex, you know. So it's the lust of the flesh, you know. It's so strong, you know. So it's one thing I often speak against. And if you read the epistles, Paul also speaks against it so much, because it really, really is a problem. It really, really takes people away from God, you know, because people tend to go outside of marriage. They are not married, or if they are married, they go outside of marriage and they continue having sex, and they think Jesus is going to forgive them. Believe me when I tell you, he's not going to do that. If you know the truth, he's not going to do that. You've lost Jesus for good. It's just simple as that, guys. It's simple, so simple that it doesn't need any explanation, you know. So I also speak about the love of money, because also the love of money, you know, it's so strong. It's a strong desire of the flesh. It's not a blessing. It's just the lust of the flesh. People who have this huge bank balance, they are not blessed by God. They just ran after money. It's just simple as that, guys. Money doesn't come from heaven. Money doesn't come from heaven. It's just that you have to work so hard to get it, you know. Secondly, the love of the things of the world, that is the lust of the flesh, you know. So once you master these temptations, guys, I'm telling you, you won't have a problem, because the other temptations are weaker than this. You know, so these ones are very strong. So I usually mention these ones, because once you master these ones, believe me when I tell you, you won't have a problem with the other temptations. That's why even Jesus will tell, don't love the world, the things of the world, because he knows that that temptation, once you master that one, you won't have a problem. Once you master the love of money, you won't have a problem. Once you master the sex problem, you won't have a problem. You know, so the others are just easy to fight. I don't know, guys, if you understand. So I keep giving you these commands so that you won't have a problem with Jesus, because Jesus and sin can is just water and diesel. You know, he just doesn't tolerate sin, you know. So what is happening is that when you say that you are saved, and let's say you're really saved, because when you accept the blood of Jesus, you really do get saved. But when you continue doing these things, even if you're still a baby, you know in your mind that these things are not allowed in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, you might not understand, and Jesus might be forgiving you because you're still a baby, you don't understand. But you know. But the mere fact that you're doing those things, it means that you are being prepared, because you are thinking that you are fooling Jesus. Guys, you can't fool Jesus. You know, guys, I always say this. He says that I catch the crafty in their own craftiness. That man, guys, he catches the crafty in their own craftiness. If you think that you are rude, believe me when I tell you, you can't be more ruder than Jesus. Believe me when I tell you. If you think that you can hate, you can't hate more than Jesus. Remember, that guy created hell. You can't. So he's done something that you can never do. So there's nothing that you can do that will be bigger than Jesus. If you think that you are wise, the guy is wiser than you. Whatever you are, the guy is 100 times what you are. He can be 100 times what you are. You know, and people think that they can just fool Jesus. Oh, he's going to forgive us. He's going to forgive us, taking advantage of the cross, not understanding the work of the cross. Because, guys, you see, when you disobey Jesus, it means you don't understand the work of the cross. You find these hypocrites saying, we are under Christ, we are under Christ, because they want to continue sinning, running after man things of the world. We are under Christ, we are under Christ. Rubbish. Nonsense. You're not under Christ. You don't understand. You did not understand the work of the cross. If you understood the work of the cross, you wouldn't be sinning, because the blood of Jesus was to remove the default sin in us, the sin that was caused by Adam, and we were born sinners. So we are sinners by default. So the work of the cross was to remove that. And when you get saved, you still don't know. So Jesus is going to offer the sacrifices and cleanse you. But once you know the truth, he doesn't. Why? It's because his blood was not for my sins that I committed. It was for the sin of Adam that I was born with, and the sins that I committed in ignorance when I did not understand. But the ones I'm committing knowingly, the blood is not available. So this nonsense, we are under Christ, we are under Christ, it actually should stop. It just doesn't jive with Jesus, you know. So those are the things we need to understand when Satan is preparing us. You know, you're busy doing this thing. Because you see, guys, let's say you're just a child in Christ and you recently gotten saved. So you keep on having sex with your partner and Jesus is forgiving you. There will come a time, it's usually 2 to 3 years, come a time where we'll just say no more. And when he says no more, it means stop. And if you don't stop, he's gone. Even if it's loving money or the things of the world, he says no more, it's gone. Why? You now know. In other words, you now understand, you're cognizant. And when you continue, you won't have Jesus. You know, so people don't realize when it's time to stop. And I keep speaking about this because I want you to realize that Jesus only forgives when you don't know, when you are a child. A child is one who doesn't understand. When you know, he doesn't. You know, so Satan prepares you so that when that time, when Jesus says, time's up, you won't be able to. You know, you won't be able to stop because you're so used to this lifestyle of sin. So, guys, these are the things that you need to learn as a child of God, because you need to suffer, guys. You need to suffer for Christ. He suffered. That guy also was obeying the same commands. The commands that he gave us are the very commands that he himself was obeying, because he says, I obey the Father so that I will live. So you also obey my commands so that you will live. So the very commands that he expects us to obey are the commands that he himself obeyed. You understand? So it was difficult. He understands. That's why he is the high priest who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses, because he went through all this, you know, and he was tempted because he partook of our flesh. So he understands what we are going through. So I don't know, guys, if you understand. So you need to be aware when you are being prepared, just like Judas. Judas was being prepared. He was with Jesus. Yet the guy was stealing and he wasn't realizing that he was being prepared, so that when the time comes, when the chief priest will come and say, what are you going to do? And he says, I'm willing to sell him. You know, it's because already he was stealing. He gotten used to this lifestyle of stealing. And when the time came, when the chief priest wanted someone to betray Jesus, the guy was available, because the guy already was a thief. Satan had already prepared him. And when this time came, it was easy for him. He says, how much are you willing to give me? You know, and he received that. He did not even spend it. He committed suicide. Because you can't know Jesus and do that and still be the same. You know, pastors are busy with the message of the beast, loving man, things of the world, and blessings. At least they are gaining something. You give them, you build mansions for them, you buy them 4x4s, you know. You give them huge bank balance and they are gaining something, you know, with this message of the beast. Judas didn't gain anything. That guy committed suicide. He didn't spend these 30 silver coins. In fact, these 30 silver coins was used to bury him. You know, so it is important, guys, to understand all of those things, that Satan prepares people. So realize when you are sinning, even though at that time Jesus is busy teaching you and is forgiving you, when a time comes where he says enough is enough, now you should stop, you won't be able to, because you are used to sin. So guys, you need to know everything about the kingdom of heaven so that you will be alert and know when to stop. Thank you.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.